Oh, my brains! WTF did I watch?
With your host, Juan Espinoza.
Thank you for that introduction. This is one with WTF did I watch? And this is episode 2, and joining me is...
Sean from BeloFX.com.
And the movie we're going to be discussing today is one called Battalion. Would you like to take over, Sean?
I don't know why it was called Battalion, because where was the battalion?
That's a good question. So just a quick little summary about this film. It's about, well, from what I read before you watched it, it's about some surfer dude from somewhere in L.A. who all of a sudden it gets invaded by aliens and people die, so he decides to join the Marines.
And it wasn't just people. It was his whole family.
Oh, my God.
Well, they weren't his family. They were his adopted family.
So would you like to start off with something that, like, really grinded your gears about this film?
What is the time that I'm watching? Is it 7 months from now? Is it now? Like, time just kept going back and forth 7 months without ever telling us what was going on. It's one of those things where filmmakers try to be great at something, but I don't know. It didn't work for me.
Yeah, they just mess it up. And the first thing that really grinds my gears, too, is when I see something that says 7 months earlier. It's like, really? Really?
And so far, every episode of WTF Did I Watch has done that.
All the movies that we watched so far, well, this is like our second one, though, but, you know, from the first one to this one. But one thing that was really confusing about this film is that it was like jumping between so many timelines that we didn't know what the hell was going on. I mean, what are some of the examples that you saw there, Sean?
Well, I mean, really it's like at the beginning, it was 7 months earlier, and then they kept cutting back to, I mean, you go... It said 7 months earlier, and then you cut this shot of a soldier coming out of the ocean, and he starts being a badass. And then it goes back to, like, normal time, and then... But, like, I don't know if I'm just, like, racist or something, but I couldn't tell the difference between all the white people in their Marine uniforms and out of their Marine uniforms. So that's probably my fault. But I couldn't tell who was who half of the time.
Oh, but not only that, it's like... The very beginning, when we started watching the movie, I'm like, is this a video game?
Yeah.
Graphics, I was like, wait a minute. Did this guy just decide to, like, oh, let me just go find some little, you know, like one of those real-time RPG games or whatever, you know, that you send in your little ships and you got the other ships and they're just fighting each other?
Oh, yeah. Like Command and Conquer or something?
Exactly. I was like, what the WTF am I watching here?
You know what I was wondering? Was why we had so much slow motion football at the beginning. And it wasn't just slow motion football, it was slow motion rooftop football. But they called it street football, but it was on the rooftop.
And on top of that, it's like they're trying to build this story between, like, I guess he's the main character, and some girl to be his girlfriend.
Oh, Dizzy and Johnny Rico, like you were saying.
But not only that, no, it's like, this is before the aliens attack.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so it's like, they got this, like, this whole buildup of this romance going to be happening. And then he has, like, his Artard brother, who's not his brother, but he has, like, the biggest, what is it, PTSD? Because he's just sitting.
Big time.
He's just sitting there in the dinner table, just all quiet and, you know, just weird looking.
Like, looking down. But the one thing this movie had over the last movie we reviewed was that this guy, like, people were like, you look depressed. In the last movie, the depressed guy, the one guy was like, that's normal. So I think the reason why this movie wasn't so bad is because of the last movie we watched.
I kind of totally agree with that, too. But I guess this one also just had a little bit faster pacing than the first one we saw.
And it was all over the place, too. Australia, Taiwan, L.A.,
yeah, so New York. That's the whole point. It's like, what was the purpose of, you know, saying, it's attacking in L.A., but it shows that the first attack happened in the Philippines.
Yeah.
And then the aliens put up this big wall that they can't get through.
Across the whole Pacific, they built this wall, And they're like, we have to break through the wall. It's like everybody forgot the Earth was round. Unless they were flat earthers.
Oh, and another part that really grinded my gear, the audio.
Oh, I was going to bring that up next.
Oh, Sean, would you care to take over from that?
No, because I hate it. Audio is more important than the video. If you cannot hear what's going on, people's ears are a lot more sensitive than their eyes. And we had to turn the subtitles on because we couldn't understand what they were saying. And it turns out the subtitles were wrong a quarter of the time.
Oh, my God. But here's one thing that also made me mad is that the music was so loud.
Oh, and the sound effects.
That it drowned out the actors. When they would talk, I was like, what are they saying? What just happened?
Yeah, did they not do AD? I wonder if they did ADR or not. But, they should have put the money into that other than whatever else they put the money into. Now, hold on. That's another thing we were talking about. They have all these uniforms, but nobody has any names on their uniforms. And I think for me, it would have solved a lot of confusion if they just put names on their uniforms.
Exactly. And supposedly, and here's one thing too. These were Marines, but they kept calling each other soldiers.
No.
And not only that, it's like you'd see them like walking around in their little BDUs. And that's like basically like what you see like the Army or the Air Force. It's like those people walking around with little camouflage.
But it's the uniforms. Digital print.
In the Marine Corps, well, you know, that's not allowed. You're nowhere supposed to be wearing those unless either in combat or on base. Other than that, you're not supposed to wear those camouflage. Because, I mean, they call you, you know, you look like a nasty, you know, like a bag of shit, you know?
Yeah. And it's just not smart to do it anyway because, I don't know, I took all the counterterrorism classes I took. They said don't ever highlight yourself that you're in the military because that could make you a target.
But, you know, I hate to say this, but America is now full of targets walking around, especially with their little dogs and looking sad. You can't sleep because of mortar rounds.
Oh.
Okay, now we went off topic on that, but.
Why? I don't want to talk anymore. That was the worst.
That was the worst.
That had nothing to do with the movie. Okay, quick tangent. After my first deployment, I'm watching some TV, and there's this lady on there, and she has PTSD from her time in the overseas, and she's just looking into the interviewer going, the mortars, they just kept falling. It's all I hear. I can never sleep. The mortars are falling. And I'm like, oh my, I mean, I'm trying to be sensitive and stuff, but like, is that real? Because there's like a million other things going on that are a lot worse than not getting hit. But okay, I'm sorry.
But back to the show.
Yeah. You brought it up.
So throughout the whole movie, it's like these guys, it's like they're going through like their basic training.
Yeah, they show up at basic training.
And it's like they're trying like to rip off something out of Full Metal Jacket, but it comes off like so bad.
It comes off like quarter filled plastic coat. Okay, that was bad.
And not only that, it's like, okay, once they're done with their little boot camp. So I guess their boot camp training is like, it's you got like six people in the whole company. Or?
Six people in there. And he went through and we had to watch him ask every single one of them, what is your name? No, that's not your name. And I'm like, okay, we got it after two times. And he's an officer. Do officers do that
in the Marines? For some reason, in this timeline, Marine Corps here, officers are the drill instructors. I don't know why, you know, but they are. And he's walking around, you know, asking everybody what their name is, and it's like, Jesus Christ, how much more do we have to hear this?
Yeah. And it turns out their names are all Machine Killer anyway.
Yeah, so basically we didn't need to know anything than that.
That was literally like 2 minutes of, what is your name? No, it's not. What is your name? No, it's not. What is your name?
He was like, really? It's
yeah.
It's Johnny.
Yeah. And we knew they were just got to boot camp because he asked him, let me see your driver's license. And what did he tell him?
They confiscated all my clothes and all my personal.
Yeah. He didn't have it. And when is the only time you don't have anything? It's when you're at boot camp.
Exactly.
So we have this other girl. Her name's Gleason. She's been part of this so far, but she's teaching at a school. I think it was a high school or college.
And, yeah, it was a college.
Yeah. And she had a big old screen behind her, and you could tell it was totally green screen. And that's the one thing I have a pet peeve on. If you're going to use a green screen, don't have your people's actors' hair, like, make it tight. Because I don't know. To me, it just takes away. Because then through the hair, you can see the green.
Yeah, probably, you know what? Another thing, too, is that a lot of people stand too close to the green screen, that when the lights hit the green screen, it bounces onto the subject. So that kind of also makes it hard. So you got to keep a distance between the subject and the green screen.
If you put lights on the person from behind them, will it diffuse the green at all, or is it just as strong?
That's a good question.
Oh,
we need to find out.
This is we're WTF. Did I just watch? We're not WTF. I know everything about film. So okay. At one point in this movie, this soldier comes out of an ocean and just starts killing all of these monsters or machines.
Yeah, like these little robots. I don't know what the hell they were. Yeah, but
and it takes one shot from a rifle. It will disable these things. So I don't know what they're, like, freaking out about how tough they are. It was an enemy where eventually they got one of the enemy's laser rifles, and they're like, oh, my God. But it's like, you shoot the thing anyway, and it dies with your rifle.
Exactly. But then, what I don't understand, it's like, they're focusing on this, like, super elite dude who just came out of the ocean, you know, killing and stuff. And then that's it.
Yeah,
it focuses on like three other turds that were like.
Yeah, but the thing was is that those were the soldiers that were in boot camp, but we're getting like a flashback. But I don't. It doesn't feel like a flashback. It feels more like a flash forward, and it's I don't know. It was too confusing. It was just play the movie out chronologically because it didn't add to the. It wasn't memento or anything.
And then they had some scenes that it's like, okay, what was that scene there? For example, we had, what's her name? What was her name again?
Gleason.
Gleason. You know, she's sitting there talking to a student or a friend. All of a sudden, it just like, her face is just with this dead serious look. And you can see like the camera kind of like, got that like, it's like slowly like panning out. And she sees like this recruiter, you know, these like two recruiters. And he like stares at her, and he got like this deep stare going on, and he points his two fingers at her, and that was it. What was the purpose of that?
Yeah, unless that was like the moment. Well, I would say that's the moment she said, "Okay, I'm gonna go join the Marine Corps and follow the footsteps of my brother," but she didn't do that until later on when she saw the aliens were attacking the world.
That's right, and that's when she just said it's a parallel universe.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, she was on that horrible date with that guy who was talking about real stuff. And she's like, I don't want to talk about that. That's dumb. Let's talk about astrology. Like, okay, calm down, lady. But Juan, let me talk. Let's talk. I'm going to let you talk about it because it was your favorite scene of the whole movie. The main character, John Blake's family, gets on the plane.
Oh.
They get on the plane, and the plane takes off.
So get this. So they're flying to Canada. All right. They get in a plane, and then it's a scene of the plane taking off, and it's flying, and all of a sudden, it's like the camera pans, and this damn plane is flying right towards a fleet of enemy ships.
Not just, like, a fleet. It was a fleet, but there was also, like, a Star Destroyer.
Yeah, there was a couple of Star Destroyers, and all they did was just shoot a little laser at it, pew, boom, blows up the ship. I mean, blows up the plane.
Yeah, and the plane just explodes like it was carrying a nuclear bomb.
That was like the biggest explosion ever.
And these lasers from these alien aircrafts do not have the rules of gravity applied to them because this plane's debris just went straight and it never dropped. It never was no arc. No arc at all. Just straight in a starburst explosion.
Okay, so, God, wow. I mean, there was really no character development in this, was there?
No, it was okay. It wasn't that bad. The acting was not the greatest, but... what I wanted to say about, Starship Troopers, WTF did I watch, was one of my favorite movies. Still is. I still watch it every once in a while. I saw it 4 times in the theater when I was in the 8th grade. But, like you said, this whole Johnny Rico / Dizzy Flores parallel is ridiculous. When she died, she kind of died like Dizzy Flores. The only thing I don't think happened between these two, I don't even think they ever banged it out, because there was no, like, one of the last scenes, she's sleeping behind John. Wait, his name's John, just like Johnny Rico. Oh my God. Okay. So, she's sleeping right behind him, and she puts the blanket on him because he's having a nightmare. And it's like, well, she should have cuddled with him. And what about this nuclear bomb? Tell us about this nuclear bomb that they used at the end of the movie.
So this nuclear bomb, I mean, she's the only one that knows how to operate it. Yeah. You know, because, God, if something bad goes wrong with it, you know, oof, they can't bring down this wall. Okay, so she goes in there, and I'm kind of like, in a way, I was still a bit confused, because, like, she was using her handgun a lot, and then she, all of a sudden, she had a rifle, and I was like, where the hell did she get that rifle? And it's like, oh, she had her sling in her back. I was like, okay, well, man, I didn't see it. But it's like, she gets there, and then this whole scene just goes of, like, she's like with a sigh of relief, it's like, ah, oh, I'm here, okay, let me get my guard down, you know, let me talk to Rico over here. Hey Rico, I'm already in here.
Yeah.
And he's like, get out, cause you're all coming, you know. This mothership shows up and all these little drones are going into this base where she's in to explode, you know, to destroy it. But she's like there, like, with no care in the world. It's like, okay, yeah. What are you doing? Why are you just standing around?
But my point I was trying to get you to was, this nuclear bomb they have has no remote or timer on it.
Oh, my God. Yeah, that's right.
She's like, well, what are you going to do with the device in there? Like, do you know how to turn it on? Like, there was no speak of any type of remote or timer device. Like, that, like, whoever, they just said, you're going to have to take it in there and push the button and you're dead.
Oh, and if you ever want to survive one of those kind of, what kind of bomb was it? Was it nuclear, was it? Or
it was thermal something? I think it was a thermonuclear.
Something like that.
Or fancy, yeah.
If you ever want to survive one of those blasts, yeah, run onto a paddle boat.
Yeah.
And hide behind it. Because all it'll do is just whisk you away into the ocean. You'll land safely.
Yeah, just pick it up, get behind it, and as it's flying through the sky, lay into it, and you'll be fine. Become a sergeant.
Yeah, you'll become a sergeant, you know?
Saving the world. Oh, that was another thing. They were like, thanks to you, we found out if we destroy their shield device, or if we destroy their thing, their command center, the ship will fall. Like, why didn't anybody ever destroy the command center in the first place? Shouldn't that have been a priority target? I don't know.
That's a good question.
My question, you know what the really good question is? How many attack helicopters does the world have?
Oh, my God. So towards the end, it's like, you know, it's like, all right, the human race, you know, they got their spirits up. And, well, I guess it's the Marines, you know. And so they go on a full-out scale attack, you know, head-on. And you just see hundreds and hundreds of helicopters attacking.
Like fast, like jet helicopters, not just helicopters. These things are flying through the sky by the horde.
Yeah, and they were keeping up with their little F-16s, F-14s. I was like, what the hell?
Oh, this movie was all over the place. But that's why we were thinking, WTF did I watch?
So, Sean, you have anything else you want to talk about?
Not really. I don't... There I am stuttering again because I don't know what to think of this movie.
Now, I would say, yeah, this would class, what, like a... What do you say? It would be like a B-class or C-class style movie.
If they didn't try so hard to cover everything, it would be a B, but it's below a B.
Damn, this is a C-rated movie. So if you want to waste some time, folks, I mean, seriously, waste some time.
A few laughs. Not a lot, but a few laughs.
Yeah, and, you know, like, really get up there and read the subtitles or the closed captioning because, you know, their audio is, like, awful. God-awful.
Oh, yeah.
I would say don't watch it. Just don't.
And now I got to go to the bathroom for the fourth time since we started this movie.
All right. So this is Juan and Sean, and we are signing off.
BeloFX.com.